Welcome to the Revive Wellness Podcast, real talk about faith, fitness, and functional health with me, Ali Farnbach, natural figure pro, FDNP, certified health coach, and lover of Christ. I have been a coach in the online space for 17 years, bridging the gap between health and aesthetics and transforming over 600 bodies at Revive Wellness Health and Physique. My goal with this pod is to connect faith, fitness, and functional health in a way that encourages, educates, and empowers. I am so grateful that you chose to spend some time with me today. If you enjoy this podcast and this episode, please, please, please take a moment to rate and review, share, pass it on to a friend. I am literally building this from the ground on up, and your ratings, reviews, and shares will all help my little pod gain traction and visibility. So thank you. Today's episode is brought to you by Revive Wellness Health and Physique. So if you don't know by now, I'm a coach, and I've been a coach for over 17 years, bridging the gap between health and aesthetics and transforming over 600 bodies. So if you are exhausted, right, if you are frustrated, if you're sick of spinning your wheels, of trying to figure out what to do and how to do it, I got you. There is a link in the show notes. Click it. Fill out the form. Let's have a conversation, right? All coaching begins with a conversation. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Again, there is a link in the show notes. Click it, fill out the form. Let's chat. So I am recording today's podcast with a cold, and I am so irritated that I have a cold. It was last Thursday, Randy started complaining that he wasn't feeling good, that he was cold all the time. He was getting body aches, like his sinuses were bothering him. And lo and behold, he came down with a cold. And, you know, I was so super excited because I didn't have it. And then all of a sudden, this past Thursday, right, several days after he'd gotten over it, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I'm not stuffy and I don't have anything going on in my nasal passages or anything, but oh my gosh, my throat hurts and I just feel like clogged and I am so fatigued. But I absolutely did not want to skip today's episode. So I'm recording it with a cold. If I sound funny, that's why. But I'm really excited to dive into what I'm going to be discussing today. But before I do, I am going to open us up with prayer. So Lord, thank you for this platform and for this opportunity. Please guide my words today. Help me speak with grace and truth and confidence. Please bless my efforts and bless the ears of those listening today. Amen. All right, guys, let's dive in. All right. So today we are going to be talking about consistency. Consistency is probably the single most important thing if you want results, yet it is also the single biggest thing people are struggling with when they come to me. When talking about consistency, almost every person I know says things like, I can't stay motivated long enough, or I know what to do, but I just can't seem to actually do it. I can't seem to stick with it. And if this sounds like you, I'm talking to you. I got you. You are the exact reason that I am doing this podcast. So first off, knowing has absolutely nothing to do with consistency because consistency is not about knowledge. It is about action, right? Knowing doesn't equal doing. Secondly, I promise you that motivation has nothing, and I do mean absolutely nothing to do with consistency either, which is why today, in today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing the 7 biggest blocks to your consistency. And yes, relying on motivation is one of them. All right. So number one, you are struggling to stay consistent because you have not accepted that being lean and being healthy in today's culture will always require extra work. I'm really not big into statistics, but I think what I'm about to share is sharing this statistic is important to understanding what I mean when I say you have to accept that being lean and healthy in today's culture will always require extra work. Okay, so here it is. 39.6% of US adults are obese. Another 31.6% are overweight, and 7.7% are severely obese. Okay, so if we do the math, if we add that up, that's about 80% of our country. 80%. So clearly, if it was easy to be lean and to be healthy, 80% of our country would be lean and healthy. And we would have 20% that were fat and obese, right? But that's not the case. We live in a country where the unhealthy choice is the easy choice, the convenient choice, the no effort required choice. This means if you want to be anything but overweight, obese, or severely obese, you're going to have to do extra work and you're going to have to make extra effort. What does this mean? Well, yeah, you know, this means you're going to have to look at the restaurant menu ahead of time. You're going to have to be vigilant about learning how to read nutrition labels. You're going to have to learn how to ask your server to properly or healthfully prepare your food when ordering out. You're going to have to, you know, learn to cook for yourself. You're going to have to learn to meal prep and plan ahead and carry your foods. You may need to learn how to use portion control or log or track your macros or count your calories or some other form of food monitoring. And yeah, this all takes work. And I say that because I think accepting that is important when it comes to staying consistent. If it feels like an effort, that's okay because it is an effort, but it is an effort that's worthwhile, like so many things in life. You know, my dad once told me something about marriage that really stuck with me, and I think it's a little bit applicable here as well. He said that marriage was a choice. And that he got up every single morning and made the choice to love my mom, not only on the days when it was easy, but also on the days when it was hard. Why? Because it was important. You know, some days it will feel easy, okay? And other days health will feel really hard. But you have to sit back and ask yourself, is it important to me? And if it is important to you, then it will be important to you that you do the work, right? In those moments when you're tempted to be inconsistent or tempted to say, this is too hard, I don't feel like it, I'm too busy, it takes too much time, I'm not motivated, it feels like a lot of effort, remind yourself, yeah, it is a lot of effort. But it is an effort that's worth it in the long run. Number two, you can't stay consistent because if you can't do it perfectly, then you don't do it at all. Wanting to be perfect is understandable, but really unrealistic. There is no such thing as perfect, right? Life isn't perfect. People aren't perfect, right? There was one perfect person that ever set foot on earth. It was Jesus. You're not Jesus and I'm not Jesus. So neither you nor I have any business placing the pressure of perfection on ourselves. And when it comes to health and physique change, perfection is the enemy. It's the antithesis to consistency. A client of mine once said that to me in a check-in. She wrote that perfection is the enemy of consistency. And I loved it so much that I wrote it down because there is so much deep truth in that statement. I've seen perfection literally stop progress in its tracks when it comes to my clients time and time again. They worry incessantly about screwing things up. And ironically, this obsession with having to be perfect is the primary driver of inconsistency. Because perfectionists have two modes, on and off. They're either hitting a home run or they aren't even stepping up to the plate. Like, it's an all or nothing mentality. And the problem is that there's a whole lot more to eating than perfect or crap, right? There's a whole lot more to working out than 3 hours a day in the gym or sitting on your butt doing absolutely nothing, right? Isn't a first base hit better than no hit? Like, isn't 50% effort better than 0%? Like, when life gets in the way, and it will, it doesn't mean don't step up to the plate. It doesn't mean do nothing. It means doing the best you can. The question should always be, how do I keep going? Not how can I be perfect? You know, maybe you don't have a full hour to hit the gym, but how much time do you have? What can you do in that amount of time? Even if you don't have time to get to the gym, can you do something at home? Can you go for a walk? Maybe you don't have 4 hours to food prep, but what can you do to ensure that you eat well anyhow? Like look around what's available. Yes, I'm sure there's a drive-thru and a McDonald's, but I'm sure that there's also a grocery store in the vicinity with a salad bar and more healthy options. Like, maybe you can't follow your program 100%, but could you maybe do 80%? The decent method that you follow consistently is better than the perfect one that you start and stop 1,000 times over. you know, I say this all the time to my clients, but striving for consistency keeps you moving forward, whereas an all or nothing mentality leaves you stuck in an endless dance of one step up and two steps back. Because every time life throws you a curveball and you can't be perfect, you just throw up your hands and quit. Lasting progress is not about being consistently great. It's about being great at being consistent, just showing up and doing the work over and over. So instead of focusing on doing things perfectly, just focus on the doing and trust that you will get better as you progress. Number three, you can't stay consistent because you chase diets. You don't build habits. All right. So I want you to think about how many times in your life have you done the whole 90, or you went paleo, or you woke up and you said you were going to cut out all the carbs, or you joined a transformation challenge or followed some other super restrictive diet plan that cut out all your favorite foods or left you hungry all the time. And I know the thought process, right? Like, I just need to stick with this long enough to lose the weight. Except, what makes you think that if you had to white knuckle your way through the diet just to lose the weight, that you're somehow going to be able to miraculously sustain the weight loss once the diet stops? Right? 9 times out of 10, you hit the goal weight and the diet's done. And when the diet's done, you just go right back to your old habits and therefore right back to your old body until you decide to do another diet. And then you just repeat the cycle all over again. And this is exactly what a lifetime of inconsistency looks like. It's just an endless cycle of losing weight and regaining weight and doing various diets over and over and over and over again. Never really actually learning how to implement healthy habits on a daily basis so that you create a lifestyle, a livable, sustainable lifestyle that allows you to reach and then maintain that healthy body weight. So instead of chasing diets, which inevitably are going to leave you inconsistent, focus on building habits. A diet is a short-term adjustment, but building habits creates a lasting modification in how you approach your health and wellness. And yes, this is a slower approach. This is not the instant gratifying approach, right? But go back and listen to episode 4 about delayed gratification, guys, if you missed it. But this is also the approach that lasts, because it is the approach that allows you to be consistent, not for one day, not for 2 days, not for 6 weeks, but for your entire life. And this segues very nicely into point number 4. You can't stay consistent because you are trying to change too much too fast. Change is hard, okay? I am in the business of change. My whole job is built on helping people change. And most of us, myself included, hate change. We resist change. Like, you may want to lose weight. You may want to be healthier. But when push comes to shove, right? When confronted with actually having to take the actions required to make that want a reality, all of a sudden it is way easier said than done. George Leonard has a quote, "Resistance is proportionate to the size and speed of change." All right. So what this means is that the bigger the changes, the bigger the resistance, and the more tempted you're just going to naturally be to want to fall back into old patterns. And this is why it really helps to not try to change like 3 million things at once. Okay. No matter how excited you are, tackling a whole bunch of stuff at once is a recipe for failure. It's like just a full-on system overload. I really don't care how ambitious you are or how ready you think you are. That much change at once is usually going to make you feel overwhelmed, out of balance, and very likely to say, the hell with it, I can't, and just force you to give up. And this is one of the primary reasons that 99% of the time, diets don't work, because they don't take into account the actual science of behavior change, right? In order for our brains to latch onto a new habit, we can't overwhelm it with too much at once. So I want you to remember this statement: focusing on less helps you achieve more. So research has shown that when people try to change a single behavior at a time, all right, guys, one thing, the likelihood that they'll retain that habit for a year or more is better than 80%. But if we add two behaviors at once, okay, right? So now we're trying to focus on two things, which still doesn't sound like a lot, but two things, their chances of success drop by almost half, less than 35%. And when we try for three or more behaviors at once, their success rates plummet and it's less than 5%. So think about that for a minute. And then is it any surprise that when people try to massively overhaul their lifestyle in short order, they burn out and quit? Of course not. You know, but let's be honest. You know, most of us aren't known for being very patient. And most people want to be in shape like yesterday. And that's why I think clients will fight me all the time on this. I mean, I literally have years and years and years of experience doing this, and yet clients still want to fight with me when I try to start them off simply and slowly. If I ask them to focus on one or two things, they freak out and they want all the information at once. They want all the strategies. Like, give me all the things. Give me 5 workouts a week. Like, give me the really strict meal plan. Like, they want to go from like 0 to 100 on day one. And just trust me, that's not how it works, because that's not how human beings work. So for once, I really want you to consider how many times in your life you've tried to change a lot at once, gotten overwhelmed, and quit. So maybe this time, try simplifying and tackling just one basic habit at a time, all right? Go to bed 15 minutes earlier a night. Increase your veggie intake. Swap regular soda for diet soda. Make sure you eat breakfast. Add a protein shake post-workout. Take 2 grams of fish oil a day. Eat protein at all meals. Increase your water intake by 8 to 12 ounces. Like, I know this stuff sounds small, but the only way to make any lifestyle change stick is to do it slowly and persistently and with patience. Because when you take, when you take the time to lay a solid foundation, you can build on it effectively. All right. Like, once you have one habit in place, you can add in another and then another and then another, right? You don't have to overhaul your entire lifestyle in one fell swoop. Just pick one or two habits, focus on those, be patient, be positive, get consistent, monitor your progress, enjoy the journey. This brings me to point number 5. You are results focused, not behavior focused, and that's why you can't get consistent. And what do I mean by this? Well, I mean, if you wake up every day and think, I need to lose weight, you're results focused and not behavior focused. You're thinking about the end goal, but you're not thinking about what you have to do every single day to reach that end goal. And I know this is a big mindset shift, but hang with me here, okay? Instead of getting up every single day thinking, I need to lose weight, somebody who is behavior focused gets up every single day and thinks about what they need to do to ensure that they follow their program, right? That they eat healthy, that they get movement in, that they get good sleep, right? That they're able to tick all those boxes, because ticking all of those boxes on a daily basis is what eventually leads to the results that you're after. I love James Clear, and he says, it doesn't matter how unsuccessful or successful you are right now. What matters is whether or not your habits are putting you on the path towards success. You should be far more concerned with your current trajectory than with your current results. All right. So you got to ask yourself, am I more concerned with my current trajectory, or am I more concerned with my current results? When I coach clients, one solution I use for this problem is to encourage them to set behavior goals. For example, if you'd like to lose 15 pounds, you might set goals such as eating lean protein at every meal, or making sure that you get veggies at least 3 of your daily meals, or making sure you move at least 30 minutes a day. Galatians 6:9 says, let's not get tired of doing what's good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. I love this, because this means that there is a reward for our work. That's what reap means. It means the product or result of an action, the result of your efforts. Sowing refers to the work, the planting the seed, so to speak. Don't be so focused on the reaping that you cease to sow. Do the work, plant the right seeds, and just trust that the results will come. Which brings me to the sixth reason you're not consistent. You're not consistent because you're planning based on your best day, not on your typical day. All right. There's another saying that I love, which is hope for the best, but plan for the worst. So yeah, when you have all the time, energy, and motivation in the world, you might be able to cook every meal, work out for 60 minutes, have the willpower to say no to all the sweets, like yada, yada, but level with yourself. Are those days really that frequent? Okay. Right. Most days you're probably busy, you're tired, you're overwhelmed, stressed out, some combination of all four. Knowing that, you have to choose your approach, your habits accordingly. Because when you set your expectations too high and you constantly can't meet them, you really start to chip away at your confidence and your ability to change. And you are getting more and more in the habit of breaking promises to yourself, and this facilitates inconsistency. So instead of basing what you'll do on your best day, I want you to base it on your worst. If you're considering implementing a habit or starting a program, ask yourself, can I be consistent with X, Y, and Z on my worst day? For example, you may want to train 5 times a week, but somewhere deep down in the back of your mind, you know it's going to take an act of God for you to be able to make it to the gym 5 times. And if so, that's not a realistic habit you should be aiming to implement. Instead, could you commit to 4 times a week or 3 times a week? You want to make sure it's something you are 100% confident you can do, regardless of what life hands you. The seventh reason you aren't able to get consistent is you aren't addressing your mindset. I recently had a new client send me this message, and he said, I am honestly struggling to keep implementing the healthier options, and it's hard not to get frustrated. I know what I'm supposed to eat and do mostly, but it feels like a really big effort. I still seem to want the unhealthy stuff. And my response was, well, what beliefs do you have around healthy eating? Most of us have been raised in a culture that associates healthy eating with dieting. And the word diet has this really negative connotation to it. So the connection our brain has made with healthy eating is that it is boring, is that it is restrictive, is that it is stressful, we have to miss out on the fun, like it's a chore. It's seen as this restrictive routine, and in my opinion, it's the association with restriction and deprivation of joy that can really negatively influence your relationship with food and health and really prevent you from being consistent. If this is how you view eating healthy, you're never going to make it. Right? If you are ever going to be consistent, you have to change your perspective towards eating well and what it means. Eating purposefully is not dieting. Structure does not mean restriction, and planning does not mean regimented. The prioritization of healthy food and making decisions that align with your goals should never, ever be seen as something that's limiting. It is a privilege. It should be seen for what it is, an aggressive display of self-care and a very powerful exercise in taking control of your health and well-being. The word diet, interestingly enough, is defined as the kinds of food that a person, animal, or community habitually eats. Like, I don't know about you, but there's no mention of boring or restrictive or limiting anywhere in there. A diet is quite literally just a way of eating. To change your relationship with food and health, work on going back to the real meaning of the word diet, just the way you eat, a joy-filled, healthy lifestyle, not a restrictive, miserable existence. And as a bonus, the eighth reason that you can't stay consistent, you are relying on motivation and waiting until you feel like it. All right, I saved this one for last because it's really over-discussed, right? We have all heard it by now. Discipline, not motivation. Like, you can't rely on motivation. So we all know this. And yet, how many times do we catch ourselves saying, I didn't do it because I don't feel like it? Like, I didn't want to. We wait for emotions to dictate our actions, but emotions don't dictate actions. Priorities do. If you look at anyone who is successful in life, in business, in health, in marriage, in anything, not a single one of them is going to stand up and point to motivation as being the reason why. How you feel does not need to dictate how you act. You can feel like sleeping in, but decide to get up anyway. Like you could feel like ordering the pizza while out to eat, but you can decide to get a salad instead. If you always wait to feel like it, you will never accomplish anything because like the devil's going to always make sure you never feel like doing anything that's going to benefit you. But if you are committed enough to set a goal, be strong and stable enough to see it through. For God did not give us a spirit of weakness, but of power, discipline, and self-control. And that's 2 Timothy 1:7. So to sort of wrap this all up in a little bow, all right? Consistent action involves setting up a system that you can follow on a daily basis that aligns with your goals and your lifestyle. It means pursuing habits that you can stick to even when it gets tough. It means doing a little bit each day rather than trying to accomplish everything at once. It means understanding and accepting that this is hard work and that setbacks are part of the journey. Life is freaking messy, guys. Rather than abandoning your plan after a bad day, being consistent means picking yourself up and continuing where you left off. It means doing the very best that you can, even if that best isn't perfect. Consistent action isn't flashy, and it doesn't often feel groundbreaking in the moment, but its power lies in the cumulative effect of small steps taken day after day. Now, I know none of this is easy, losing weight, changing your habits, being healthy, which is why I wanted to invite you to not do this alone. Part of what makes health coaching so impactful is that it creates accountability. It offers encouragement and it gives you step-by-step guidance, the guidance that you need to be successful at this. And I promise you, you can be successful at this. So if you need help being consistent, reach out. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode, and I will catch you all next week. I am a board-certified health coach and an FTNP, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, not a licensed medical doctor. The contents of the Revive Wellness podcast should not be taken as medical advice or medical nutritional prescription. Any information I share is for educational and encouraging purposes only. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any health problem, nor is it intended to replace the advice of a physician or an appropriate medical professional.